Our gracious God, from whom all of our blessings flow, be honor and glory both now and forever. Amen. Our text today is recorded in the 92nd Psalm, verses 1 through 6. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. So far the text. Dearly beloved in Christ Jesus, the observance of our National Day of Thanksgiving, as I'm sure you all know, dates back to the arrival of the pilgrims. It was after their voyage across the Atlantic Ocean on a fragile vessel called the Mayflower that they landed on the eastern seaboard, North America, at Plymouth Rock, in December 1620. Upon their arrival, they endured a very severe, hard winter, so that of the 101 settlers, 45 died and were buried on the bluffs overlooking the place where they put ashore. Following year, they were able to gather the first crops of grain from 20 acres of land that they had planted nearby. They hunted a good number of deer and wild turkeys in a nearby forest. And Governor Bradford then gave instruction for the observance of the first Thanksgiving. The date was December 13th, 1621, almost exactly 400 years ago. One of the settlers wrote back to England at this time the following words: "Although it be not always so plentiful as it was this time with us, yet by the goodness of God, we are so far from want that we often wish you were partakers of our plenty." From that time onward, Thanksgiving was pretty much observed more or less regularly in the New World. It was after the American Revolution that President Washington made a proclamation of the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration, marking November 26th, 1789, quote, "as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God." By the early 1800s, the last Thursday in November became the customary date for Thanksgiving in most of the states. And then it was President Lincoln in 1863 who proclaimed Thanksgiving for all the states. And then on December 26th, 1941, President Roosevelt signed a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day so that it would be celebrated always on the fourth Sunday or Thursday in November. So we can see, can't we, how the custom of giving thanks in our America, on this continent, originated in grateful hearts of the early immigrants and then the early American citizens. And it was certainly a custom very well pleasing to our God. How could it not be that way when the Lord bestows so many undeserved blessings upon his people? And that's why in our text, the psalmist writes, "It's good. It's good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name, to declare his loving kindness every morning and his faithfulness every night. And the psalmist, we notice here as you read through this text, you can see that he wants not only to praise the Lord with his voice, which he considers inadequate for that, but calls on all the musicians of the congregation to tune their 10-string lyres and harps so that they might praise the Lord together in a grand, mighty chorus. So that's what we want to do this evening. We want to lift up our hearts and our voices to our benevolent God, acknowledging him as the source, the fountainhead of all of our gifts of body and soul. As dear friends, as you think back upon the year past, 2021, or for that matter, all the years of your life, you surely can discern, can you not, how many and how varied have been the Lord's benefits. In fact, did you know that the word thank comes from the same root word as the word think? Makes perfect sense. Hearts that express thankfulness to the Lord are always linked to minds that have done some careful, prayerful thinking. And whenever there are people who do not see reason for giving of thanks to the Lord, it can always be traced back to the fact that they've not done careful, prayerful thinking. The psalmist says it like this, a senseless man, a thoughtless man, does not know, nor does a fool understand this. Man oftentimes thinks, oh, it's my own skill, my own ingenuity, and strength that have gotten me the things that I enjoy. But no, we Christians, by the grace of God and the working of the Spirit, we recognize that the Lord, he is the wellspring from whom all of our blessings flow. All the things that Martin Luther lists in his explanation to the first article of the Apostles' Creed. He says, I believe that God has created me and all creatures. He's given me my body, my life, eyes, ears, and all my bodily members, my mind and all my senses. Yes, the Lord is the one who has blessed you with the ability to see, and that in living color. You can watch a pink sunset. You can see an orange pumpkin. You can see the green light as you drive down the highway in your car. It'd be pretty dreary, wouldn't it, if everything was in black and white? Lord's given you ears that can hear, loved ones speaking to you, and you can listen to lovely music playing on your iPad or on the music that the organist plays here, the hymns and the liturgy at church. Ability also comes from the Lord to use our tongues and our vocal cords in praise and to communicate our thoughts and feelings to others. What about your taste buds that enable you to enjoy the food that you eat, which we learn to appreciate all the more when we have COVID? And Luther goes on, he preserves me by richly and daily providing clothing and shoes, food, drink, house, home, wife, children, land, animals, all my property, and all that I need to support this body and life. A lot of the things, again, that we perhaps take for granted sometimes, but we're tempted to. And you can, of course, always go to the store and purchase clothes. Pick up items that you jot down on your grocery list when you run to King Supers or wherever and get the milk and the produce and the fruit and the ice cream and the pumpkin pie, what you need for Thanksgiving dinner. Of course, I can always go to a sit-down eating establishment or maybe a carry-out restaurant where I can bring home a pizza and don't even have to fix it or do the dishes afterwards. What about the roof over your head? a secure and comfortable home to live in. Modern conveniences that make our lives pleasant, like microwaves and refrigerators and stoves and smartphones. Even with the supply chain issues that we've been hearing about in the news, rising costs of commodities, gas going up at the pump, inflation, we Americans are tremendously blessed. The early pilgrims were thankful to God for the blessings that they enjoyed at Plymouth Rock. How much reason have we to say, it's good. It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning, your faithfulness every night. Luther continues in the first article explanation, He, the Heavenly Father, protects me from all danger. He guards and defends me from every evil. Again, we want to think about how the Lord has protected us even to the present day and hour. He's defended our nation from war. He stretched out his hand to keep us safe when we're driving down the highway in the car. He's protected us from hidden dangers that we don't even realize are there in our sleeping moments and in our waking moments. Also, another thing to think about and be thankful for, He utilizes more often than we realize His servants, the angels. Think about how the psalmist writes, He, the Lord, shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. While it is true, dear friends, that we do experience troubles in our lives, also as Christians, you may have experienced a particularly difficult circumstance during the year past. Think about this. If you were to take a sheet of notebook paper, draw a line down the center with a pencil, and write on the top of a left-hand column, blessings of God, and then take 5 minutes to list all the blessings, like the ones put on the altar. And then on the right-hand column, put troubles that I've experienced, and then list them. The items on the left would far outnumber, would they not, those on the right. And when you do further thinking about what the Bible says, for example, in Romans, we know that all things work together for what? For good to those who love God, and how the psalmist writes in the two verses right before the angel passage in Psalm 91, because you've made the Lord the Most High your dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. You think about these promises of God. You could actually take an eraser and remove the line in the middle of that notebook page and take a Sharpie and cross out troubles, because you know as a child of God that God always uses what we regard as difficult and harmful for our blessing. He uses even adversities and trials for our eternal blessing. So they're also good things. So as you look back, dear friends, on the year past with all of its benefits, and by the way, we haven't even mentioned the most precious ones tonight, because at Thanksgiving we generally focus more on the bodily, temporal benefits of our God. But it's true we can't celebrate Thanksgiving aright without thinking about His spiritual blessings in particular, like forgiveness for our sins in Jesus, life eternal, His Word, the sacraments, the fact that we can even sit in church on a blustery night and worship God on a Thanksgiving night together with like-minded believers. What reason we have to join our hearts in saying, thank you, God. So may it ever be, and may it never be that we become like the senseless and the foolish of the world who do not know or understand these things. Let's say it with joy. Oh, that I had 1,000 voices to praise my God with 1,000 tongues. My heart, which in the Lord rejoices, would then proclaim in grateful songs to all, wherever I might be, what great things God has done for me. Amen. May the peace of God, which is able to protect you far more effectively than the human mind, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.